Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for CEO Exclusive, brought to you by Annona Enterprises.
Okay, so we're actually broadcasting live from the Vistage Executive Summit in Atlanta at the Cobb Galleria. And I have with me here Jill Hynek. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your company, Jill, and what brought you to the Vistage event this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I am very excited about being here. This is my first Vistage Executive Summit. I'm a fairly new member to Vistage. My company is Hynek & Company, and we're under the Keller Williams Realty International umbrella. And I lead a boutique residential real estate team that specializes in executive relocation with an emphasis on the luxury market. And our focus really is to, you know, provide that white glove VIP client experience when a family is relocating with a job.
And do you specialize in just the Atlanta area? Are you kind of just in Atlanta, or where do you? What geographic footprint do you serve?
I serve the metro area, and I have partners all over the country, and we have just expanded into Europe and parts of Asia. So we have partners in those areas as well to serve clients that are on going from assignment from Atlanta to Singapore, London, etc., or if they're just going from Atlanta to New York or LA.
So, of course, real estate is of great interest. Tell us a little bit about what you're finding in the residential real estate market, and what trends are you seeing in Atlanta with regard to real estate?
What I'm seeing right now is with the uptick in corporate relocations that have actually increased since 2012, we are also seeing the market meet those demands. We are still in somewhat of a seller's market where there's less inventory than there are that there's more buyers than there is inventory. However, what we're seeing is the good stuff goes really quick. So you might see a lot of things on the market in your price point, but you won't necessarily see everything that meets your needs. So the one that you do see that works for you, go get it.
And so you're looking mainly at luxury mm-hmm. properties.
Correct.
And, is that segment of the market performing any different? Are you finding those trends are consistent across the different segments of the market, or is that only with regard to luxury properties?
Actually, that segment is actually moving faster than we anticipated it would, because there was a big lull in the marketplace for about 3 years where you couldn't sell anything over $1 million.
Yeah, right. During the global financial crisis, like you couldn't 2 years beg a person to take
right.
your house.
And now we're seeing in some pockets, micro areas of Atlanta, you know, you could sell a property that's $1.5 million in 3 days. Where we used to take listing agreements and to market the property for 6 months, up to 2 years. Mm-hmm. Just depends on the area in which the property is in and how hot the demand is. Mm.
And so as you think about, you know, Vistage, you said you're a relatively new Vistage member?
Yes.
When did you join?
I joined in January. My first meeting was in February.
Awesome. Awesome. Yes. So tell us a little bit about your experience so far and who's your chair and what are you getting out of Vistage so far?
My chair is Larry Hart.
Okay, wow.
It's been a very interesting experience. I joined Vistage so that I would have a group of confidants and a board of my own. Because running my own business, you know, a lot of the time I'm leading others, and it's nice to be able to be in a room where I have peers that are doing the same thing in different industries, so we can learn a lot from each other. I think the industry is irrelevant when you're trying to run a company, so that we can, you know, learn from each other. The other thing has been, on the one hand, I want to get the hard give me the hard news that I need to hear. And on the other hand, it's, you know, you get a lot of attaboys when you've accomplished something that you've shared with the group that you're looking to do.
And in terms of today, you know, the theme of today is leading with 2020 vision. Mm-hmm. And so as you think about the next 5 years in your business from 2015 to 2020, what are you looking at and what are some of the things that you want to accomplish in your business?
I want to help more families ease the transition when they're either leaving their current home or coming to Atlanta for the first time and establishing roots, either with a job or because they want to be closer to family. We just want to increase the amount of families we get to touch, and we also want to assist companies with an easier assimilation when they're moving a person from a different culture, coming into Atlanta and getting their feet wet with the job and the area and being able to be successful and productive as soon as their feet hit the ground in the Atlanta market in their job.
And what does that process look like for you? So you're saying you can bring somebody from Singapore,
right,
and they're coming to Atlanta for the first time,
mm-hmm,
and you're going to help them relocate, get acclimatized,
right,
you know, feel a part of the city.
Correct.
What does that process actually look like?
First things first is that we partner with an area orientation provider who really sets the tone for, you know, showing the area in which in Atlanta they're going to be in and all the great things that that area has to offer, in addition to, you know, things like the aquarium and the Coke Museum and things like that. But we want them to feel comfortable in the micro area in which they're going to be living, in the subdivision, the neighborhood, get a tour of the schools, understand where their kids are coming from and find a comparable program that's going to meet their child's needs. If there's a trailing spouse with a high-powered career, help them with outplacement services and things like that. So we work with we have many partners that work in those specialized areas, and we come as a full service to help that person and their family become well adjusted.
And what are you finding is the most difficult thing that these executives will experience as they're relocating?
If they're coming from another country, obviously it's culture shock. But to be honest with you, if you're moving from New York to Atlanta, it could be culture shock. If you're moving from Atlanta to Arkansas, that's a culture shock. If you're moving from anywhere in the U.S. to L.A., that's a culture shock. So I think it's just a matter of having the right people in place to answer questions and to be available. The three tenets of our business is to serve and give the best client experience possible. Number one. Number two is to be transparent. And number three is to be consistent in communication. And I think those tenants in the real estate side of things also are important on the relocation side of things.
And looking forward towards the next 5 years, you want to help as many people relocate and, you know, have a great experience coming to Atlanta as possible. From a business standpoint, though, what are some of the challenges and initiatives that you want to take on in your business?
We are growing our team so that we can have more feet on the ground as more and more companies are relocating satellite offices or relocating headquarters to the Atlanta market. So we're growing our staff in that way to serve. We're also working on building our admin team out so that on the back end, when we are writing contracts and working with companies that need consult, we have the back end already covered. So I can be out in the field and a couple of my other lead employees can be out in the field with me while the back end is being handled, again, with white gloves and making sure that all our T's are crossed and I's are dotted. So we see a future of more corporations coming to us directly and asking for this kind of red carpet service.
Mm. And how many people do you have working on your team now?
Right now we have five. We're looking to grow. We want to stay boutique, and we also, so we have to temper between how much business we actually really want to get and how much we can actually serve with the white glove, mm-hmm, right? So it's not about quantity, it's about quality of service. So we're working on that right now, trying to figure out what that balance looks like.
Mm. Yeah, as I am on my radio show, CEO Exclusive, one of the key themes that's come up consistently across all the companies I've interviewed is the CEOs say that it's their team that helps them grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, as you look at bringing these new team members on, what's the philosophy or kind of how are you thinking about that process of making sure that you're getting people who can do that white glove service as well as you want it?
The first thing I look for is for somebody who is a specialist in their particular area and are excited about what they're doing, and then they can get excited about supporting our vision. So that has been a successful way to find the right people and secure them. And also I find people who are better than I am in certain areas. So I might be leading the team, but I also want to inspire them to do better and to feel good about what they're doing. And if they want to expand what they're doing, I'm all for it. I'm very adaptable, and I almost, you know, it's kind of like I want to grow them up just to where they want to be in their career.
Yeah. We've met before at the National Speakers Association.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about your speaking and kind of how you educate and what your speaking platform is.
I'm speaking about leveraging relocation as a talent attraction and retention tool for companies. And what I'm finding is that a lot of associations are, and HR teams and people of that nature are really interested to know how we can position relocation as a tool to find the right people. Because what we're finding is that when companies are offering, are looking for candidates, they often look for the candidate that is, you know, the A candidate for that role, but they're not necessarily asking if they're an A candidate for relocation. It doesn't always apply. So sometimes they're in a real estate market that it has tanked, and the company is not interested in making them whole before they make the move. So are they still a candidate? So we're helping companies kind of figure out what this looks like as they move forward and try to build their workforce. And it's part of their workforce strategy going forward. It's also part of succession planning. You have to, you also want to talk to employees about what their career trajectories are. Do they want to have a global resume? So we talk a lot about this as it relates to relocating their workforce, because sometimes we're not finding local talent. We have to fill those roles with critical, skillful talent that is not in the local market.
And so if you were going to just give like the top three recommendations as executives, you know, business owners might be looking at relocating somebody, what are the three kind of top things that you would say out of, you know, that you would have them consider as they're looking at whether or not to relocate somebody or using relocation as a talent attraction strategy?
First, I would benchmark what your competition is doing. It doesn't necessarily mean your competition in terms of the industry, but it could be that in terms of your area, what other companies of your size or other companies offering roles like yours.
So basically it's whoever is competing for the same talent?
Correct.
Okay.
Number one, I would look at that. Because all things being equal, a lot of times the companies that are not offering relocation benefits lose out on top talent. It's also an indicator of how your company treats talent and treats people and what the culture is of your it's also very, I think that the first impression that an employee gets is, you know, this company doesn't really care about me and my transition, so they're not offering me relocation, so how's it going to be when I get on the job? The second thing I would think of is the family unit. The family dynamic is a lot different than it used to be. So it's not just a husband, a wife, and two kids anymore. A lot of the times, the parents may be sandwich generation with little kids and elderly parents. So the dynamic has changed a lot, and relocation benefits have to reflect that. And then thirdly is to be flexible. Just be flexible. Just know that you might have three different policies, and in the past you might have said you have to fit in one of these three boxes, and know that now it doesn't necessarily work that way anymore. Just be flexible. Know that there's going to be exceptions no matter what.
Great, great. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate you having you on the air today. I hope you have a great day at the event.
Thank you so much for having me.
This show is brought to you by Annona Enterprises, where strategy is your access to money and performance. Learn more at annonaenterprises.com.